No, no, you're supposed to tell him about the project, isn't it? Then where's Ishvara? He should come. Generally people think culture means dancing and food and artistic programs like that. That's true, but the essence of real culture is much deeper. The essence of true culture is the philosophical quest to understand who we are, what is the purpose of life. Genuine culture is reflected in the enlightened behavior of those who partake in it. So at the present time, we see that a very cheap culture is being propagated all over the world. Probably you can go in the jungle, I haven't been in Africa, but probably you can go in the jungle in Africa and find people dressed the same way as you. All over the world, this stereotype culture. Everything is made by machine and people are also becoming like machines. What about you? Reporters, they just come and they write something down. It's like a formal duty. It means not just energy, but it means spirit. Like that, like lively spirit, zing. So we want to educate about the genuine spiritual culture by which anyone can be satisfied in any condition of life, which is just the opposite of the modern way of life, in which people, for all the different gadgets they can purchase, are never satisfied in any condition of life. So, I personally spent most of my life deeply involved in the traditional spiritual culture of India. You have that, you can give them that. Yeah, I can give them the books. These are some of the books I've written. And I think there's a India's a photographer's feast. I see people come from the West, they land at the airport, and they, as soon as they get out, they start photographing. I didn't go for the culture per se, but we're interested, we want to know what is the essence of existence, what is the meaning of life. Now, the essence of life is not Indian or Russian or Chinese or any such thing, eternal spiritual beings. This body is temporary. We won't live long. But, the body won't live long, but we live forever. So if we understand that we are eternal living beings, then we're not interested in acquiring so many or trying to be happy on the material platform. Everything, you can get a big house and a big car, but what's the use? You have to leave it all behind. So that culture is the best that helps us to get in touch with our eternal existential position. Because the Vedic knowledge, the knowledge of the Vedas, of Bhagavad Gita, is prominent there. Therefore the culture is valuable. But that culture, if it's followed here, you can get the same result. It's not limited to India. You can also follow. You don't have to become a monk. Anyone in their home as a journalist or whatever they're doing can accept the essence of this culture. Just like yourself, you're a university lecturer, businessman. What are you doing, Dravida? You're also a journalist. Well, Tata people, they love to sing and dance. In singing and dancing, we're all spiritual beings, and the nature of spirit is to be joyful. So, joy is expressed through singing and dancing. Hare Krishna people are famous for singing and dancing, and Tatar people also. So I think we can get on well together. Yeah, you want to ask more? Go ahead. Well, India and Russia, they have a traditional long-standing friendship, so you can share the best of what each has to offer. India's greatest gift to the world is the spiritual culture and philosophy. So that's always been well appreciated in Russia. So we can take this opportunity to give this spiritual knowledge which can help people in the truest sense. People are suffering because they think that they can be happy just by eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But these are animal propensities. We can't be happy just by eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Unless we understand who we are and our relationship with God, then we're spoiling our lives. Then? Yes, of course. Yeah, everyone. Well, serendipity. I first came by chance. I was invited and I found there was a very nice response, very warm-hearted, open response from the people here to the message of Bhagavad Gita. So, like that, I'm coming. That contact was made, and I'm continuing, following up on that. Several disciples here, those who see me as their spiritual guide, so it's my duty to see them, to see how they're developing in their Krishna consciousness. Well, that's a very big, complex question. There's a very wide spectrum of attitudes among Muslims, Hindus, and everyone else. Whatever creed we may officially adhere to, we should be seeking the essence. The essence is not how we dress, but our sincere desire to understand God and surrender to Him. Well, according to Vedic scripture, people are born in different circumstances according to the actions or karma of their previous life. So generally, those who have made good spiritual progress in a previous life, they take birth in India. And the traditional Indian culture is fully religious. Unfortunately, the modern way of life is changing India rapidly, and it's becoming very materialistic. But still, when there's any major religious festival, then so many people will go. Then Kumbh Mela, every 12 years, there's like several million people attend that religious festival. When I go back to India, I'll be at a festival that'll be in the middle of July. That's held every year, in which several hundred thousand people attend every year. So the spirit is there to understand God and take up devotion.
То есть этот дух присутствует у людей, то есть стремление понять Бога и стремление служить Ему с преданностью.
I arrived here when? On 10th of May, was it? 10th or 11th? 11th, yeah. I was 3 days in Moscow. Then I came to Naborizhny Chelny. I came to Kazan today, and I'll return to Chelny tonight. And then I'll return to Moscow. Which date is that?
28th.
Yeah, and then 29th I'll leave Russia. I have traveled extensively in European Russia. From Murmansk to Arkhangelsk and Krasnodar, Bryansk, Smolensk, and then Perm, Chelyabinsk, and many places in between. This what? They have Tatar newspapers also, in Tatar language? They wanted to make a photo of you. He was also, you can tell he was also in India. You can tell both of you were also in India for several years.